had seen that there were many different as bearing in the field between what qualifies as a tree that produces fruit and what qualifies as a tree that does not produce fruit. Do you think we need it? No, I don't think we need it. We come in, we move in so that everybody, I don't care. Whatever, tell me the month is what I want. So we saw Shita Rashi. We saw three possible Hasbeirim within Shitas Tosos. Three possible Hasbeirim within Shitas Tosos. And we left off with the Shita of the Rosh. Now the Rosh had introduced a new Hagdara. And the Rosh's Hagdara was, it depends on whether you have something that the Shoresh disappears or not. When the Gemara says Gavza, according to the Rosh, it means that the root disappears. According to Tosos and Rashi, it does not mean the root. But according to the Rosh, it's going to mean the root disappearing. We left off with the Stira and the Rosh because the Rosh quotes the Tosefta. That Tosefta, we saw that the Ra'ah had an interesting approach to that Tosefta as well. I don't remember, did we see the Ra'ah's second shot in the Tosefta?
No, we didn't see
it. We didn't see the Inami? Okay, so we'll take a look at that. But we had seen that the Ra'ah, let's see it first from the perspective of the Rosh, because this is going to be important to Halacha as well. That we saw that the Rosh presented his Shita that says that anything that whose roots last is considered a tree. Nevertheless, the Rosh then quoted the Tosefta. He left that off as a question, that it seemed to be a contradiction. Let's take a look again in the words of the Rosh, that the Rosh first said, Ubigamara ka'amar kol davar sheosef peres mishan l'shan nikri 8. I will call davar shetzarach l'zoro b'kol shan nikri priya 8. And we saw that the Rosh understands that means that the shorish is around. And then he said, v'odamar simen acher b'tosefta, and then he quoted the sefta that said, kol shem meotzi alav meikaro esef, hu mevarech l'avar b'yadam. Anything that produces its fruit from the root is considered a hadama, and anything that produces its fruit from something else that's not the root, in other words, a tree, then it's considered a borei pri ha'etz. That was the hadara from the Tosefta. So the question was that the Rosh seems to be giving two different simanim, one according to the Tosefta, and the other according to his own hadara of the Shorish. We saw the Ra'ah that went with this Tosefta. The Ra'ah ultimately, I think I'm going to leave it, the Ra'ah ultimately gives a different shot where he says that the Tosefta is not a stira to what we have seen in the Gemara. How many times do you want to see it? Not that many. Okay, so we'll leave it now for the Asuki Shmaitz, leave it open so it's not so much, it's not Makiv. Again, show hands. I see late, last minute a lot of people answer. Okay. So tell me the one. So pass the Ra'ah, please. Let's take a look at the Ra'ah's Mahalach. Thank you. Thank you very much. The Ra'ah quoted this Tosefta as well. And he gives two pshatim within the Tosefta. So the Ra'ah says in the red edition, it's on page Nun Dalet in the Ra'ah. He writes the following. If there's leaves, in other words, here the leaves could also mean branches as well. From the root, then it's considered ilan. Misharasho, but if there's no wood, but immediately from the root comes out the fruit, so then, and the leaves, I raise a yerek. Now it doesn't have to be that the fruit comes out of the root, but if there's leaves and then a fruit, then that's also a borei pri adama. So the Ra'ah says, l'chura, that's a stira to our Gemara. The our Gemara said that the hakdari is whether it remains from year to year. So he says, oh, his first teretz is to say that that's talking about klayim. There we're talking about whether it's considered a vegetable or not. But if we're talking about the fruit, What was the Ra'ah saying? The Ra'ah is saying a very similar Yisod to what we had developed yesterday, and that is that there are two halachos. One halacha is whether something's called a vegetable or a tree. And that for Kladian, we have to decide whether it's considered a vegetable for a tree. How do we decide whether it's a tree? If it has wood. If it doesn't go from a root to leaves. And Renatham Yvina had another discussion about that. However, whether even if it's considered a tree, doesn't necessarily give it the status of a Bore Priya 8. What gives it the status of a tree that has a pre that gets a Bore Priya 8? Even if it has a tree, status of a tree vis-a-vis Klayim that's not Klayim for as a Yeret, nevertheless it doesn't get a Baruch HaBore Priya 8. What's that definition? Oh, that definition is a tree that lasts from year to year. Rabosai, what's the pshat in the Ra'ah? The Ra'ah seems to be telling us the following yisod, exactly the way we saw it in Rav Nachum Yvina yesterday, in the first day of the Ra'ah. And that is, that in order for something to be considered a pri that's chashuv, it needs to be associated with an eitz that's chashuv. Just because it's an ilan, it doesn't make it an ilan that produces chashuv fruits. And it seems that to be considered a priya eitz, it needs to have a certain level of chashivus, and that level of chashivus will only be produced as a priya eitz if it's an eitz that lasts, the tree lasts from year to year. If it lasts from year to year, so then that's what's going to give us the chashivus of a pri eitz. Now this is very similar to what we had seen in Rav Menachem Mivina. And I was looking up right before Shir, the Chazon Ish, Mamish says this in Rav Menachem Mivina as well. The Chazon Ish, look it up. Chazon Ish, Kedarka B'Kodesh, is not afraid of these hard sugyas. In Simin Yud Beis in Arla, Siv Gimel, one of the godless of the Chazon Ish is the Chazon. Unfortunately, I don't think people appreciate this enough, is what they know the Shitas of the Chazon Ish is in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Brachos. The Chazon Ish learned Arla, and Olos, and Bava Kama, and Brachos and Shabbos all the same way. And by the way, he started from the Sugyas, and then he learned the Halacha. So that he goes through every Sugya. There was nothing that the Chazon Ish was closed off from, and there's nothing that he did just to be Yotzeh. The Chazon Ish learned everything well. Ravina told me a great line from the Chazon Ish, I really appreciate it. He said that a Talmud Chacham is someone who could learn 40 block in one day, and learn one block for 40 days. So that's a beautiful hagdara. Okay, so the Chazon Ish says like this. The Chazon Ish says, according to this opinion, it's also known in the Mordechi as the Shita of Rabbeinu Manoach, but it's the same thing. Daf afilu peros chashuvin kol shein gezo miskayim varach ala barav yadama da todin. These shrubs that Rav Nachum Vina was discussing, lo chashivi kol kach liyachin lo bracha al eitzon. They're not chashuv enough that what comes out of their wood would be able to get a bracha. That's the lashon of the Chazon Ish. And that's exactly what the Ra'ah is saying. It's the same yisod that we saw in the Ra'ah as well. That the tree requires a certain chashivus, even if it's the status of an ilan, for the pri to have a bracha by itself of a bore pri eitz. So you can see when we do halacha lemaisa why I'm emphasizing this line of both the Chazon Ish and the Ra'ah. Based on this Rabosai, could we answer the stira in the Rosh? What was the stira in the Rosh? First, the Rosh said that the Hagdara of whether something's called a tree is whether the tree lasts from year to year, like our Gemara. And he says, what is the definition of year to year? It means that the root lasts from year to year, not like the Shita of Rashi and the Baalei Tosfos. And then he says the Hagdara of the tree is something else. The Hagdara of the tree is whether it has wood in between the root and the leaves. The Chura, it's two different Hagdaras. I left you off with this question, Rabbi Osai. As of now, I haven't said anything new from yesterday. What I pointed out is the Chazon Ish says what we said in the Ra'ah Ramanachim Yivina. New? Can you be Miyashe? Mason? Go for it.
I saw in the Pesukei Rush that he gives an answer that when the Rush gives his answer, he comes.
So a lot of the guys looked up the Pesukei Rush, and I didn't. Aaron showed it to me as well. So let's take a look. Mason, let's learn together. You teach me the Pesukei Rush. Let's take a look. I didn't harp on the Pesukei Rush. Let's take a look together. He wants to give an approach that's going to be different than what I'm doing. Let's take a look at the Pesukei Rush. You know what? Aaron showed me the Pesukei Rush. I'm wondering if the Pesukei Rush's Mahalas is going to work well with the Drisha's Mahalas in the Stira. You guys see the Drisha? Aaron, you saw the Drisha? Does it work well with the Drisha?
No.
No? Okay.
Okay.
So let's take a look at the Kitzur. It's Os Chok Gimel in the Kitzur Pesukei Rush. He writes, Birech al Pires Ilan Bar Priyadava Yatsa. Val Peros Aaretz Bore Priya Eitz Lo Yatsa. Val Kulam Shaam Ashakli Ibn Bar Afila Pas Yatsa. Cloud. Majinikra Priya Eitz. How do we decide what's called the Priya Eitz? Kol Dover Shemotzi Olav Me'anafav. It comes out of the branches. Ve'etzach Lezoro B'chol Shana. Sounds like you need two things. Number one, then you need wood. And number two, you don't need to replant it every year. Who priates? Motzi alav meikaro. V'tzarech lezoro b'chol shana pri haretzu. And if you need to plant it every year, it's a pri haretz. So the guys want to say like this. Guys, Mason, spell it out. Go ahead. I'll let you talk for yourself. Good. By the way, it's fantastic. You looked up the Kitzur Pesukei Rush. Someone told you that? You did it on your own. That's great. Fantastic. That's a cheating that's fantastic. Go ahead. So what do you want? Now you talk. Now they can't talk. Now you got to talk. What do you want to say from the
Sounds
Rush?
Like he's combining two opinions.
He's combining the two things. He's saying number one, that it needs to be something that you don't plant every year. That's A. And B, aside from something that you don't plant every year, it also is something that comes out from the branches. I thought the Drisha says something very similar.
No, yeah, what I meant to say is what the Drisha does, it helps it. It
very good.
It
so we're going to see the Drisha inside. I wanted to go a slightly different direction here, but fantastic. Fantastic. So I know this Terrence from the Drisha. And it's great. You're saying it in the Pesukei Rush. Absolutely fantastic. Beautiful. Beautiful. What he wants to say is the two don't contradict each other. That you need both. Both reasons. And both those reasons they don't contradict. They supplement each other. How do you want to learn it? That you need number one, it needs to have wood, not just roots into leaves. And number two is something that you don't plant every year. That the Rush is using both of them together. Now the Drisha is going to say something similar and maybe even make it more sharp. But very good. Your Ha'ara from the Kitzur Pesukei Rush is excellent. So he wants to say that there's no Stira, and according to the Rush, you need both. We'll call that Mason's Teretz based on the Pesukei Rush. Very good. Now, I was looking for a different Teretz. I was looking for a conceptual answer. How can you answer conceptually? Yes, Yoni? Everybody follow the kasha, right? Daniil, you follow what's bothering us? Okay. What's bothering us is the following. How could it be that the Rush says the Tosefta's logic of what defines as a tree, and then right before, which is what? That it has wood. And yet right before that, he said, it's a question of whether the root lasted or not. According to the first reason, all you need is that the root lasted. You don't need wood. According to the second reason, it seems that you need wood in between. The Rush seems to be contradicting himself. That's the kasha. Yes, Yoni?
It seems to be really the same thing, because if you're saying that it has to have a
Gotcha. The Drish is going to say something along your lines. Good. Anything else? Yes, Aaron?
What the Rosh is saying that first his own sheet on what a fruit is that he kosher fruit that needs to be from Shana Lashana, but then he brings the Osim and other Simon on what's considered a tree. It is what is like what the Tosefta says, but that's not something that's considered kosher enough to make a tree. It's just considered something that's with a tree with regard to the agave pine.
Oh, that's the distinction. Based on Rav Menachem Mivina and the Ra'ah, what did we see? We saw that there are two issues in Shas when we talk about a tree. One is whether it's a tree for Klayim, and the other is an issue of whether it's considered a tree that produces a Priya Eitz. It's a beautiful terrace. The first part of the Rosh was discussing what qualifies as a tree vis-a-vis Bari Priya Eitz. That's one halacha. That's our Masechta. The Tosefta gives Simen Acher. Another Simen. What Simen Acher? A Simen Acher in Hilchos Klayim. You would have liked that the Rosh had said, I'm talking about Klayim. You would have liked the Rosh said that. But he does say it gives a Simen Acher. So to say it's really one, like Yoni is saying, you're going to see the Drish is going to, I think, learn along your lines. He says, so what's the answer? He's telling us, you should know in trees there are other halachos for other tumim, for other areas. And now he's giving a halacha in Klayim. Just like we saw that the Ra'ah and the Ridva both said that Klayim is different, it could very well be that's exactly what the Rosh is saying. This is what Rav Nissim Kaplan claims. Sometimes we say that Rav Nissim Kaplan is wrong. It doesn't make sense. This time, what he's saying makes sense. Whether it's mukhrach in the words of the Rosh, yesh ladan al zeh. That's a separate. That will be a separate discussion. But clearly, this is. It's definitely. Once we see the Ra'ah's teretz, it definitely and the Ritva, it begs this teretz of the Rosh. Whether it's the emes thick of pshat, I'm not sure. Wait, this was somebody's poets. This was Josh's. Thank you. I'll take the tour. Thank you. Eitan, you have a question on this? Rabosai, we're going now to the tour. Yes, Eitan.
It's saying on which fruit you will make a fruit and which fruit you will make a dog.
You're asking a great kasha. Eitan's asking a great kasha.
What's the kasha?
Right. Second one. Yeah, I have to look up the sefer.
What was the
kasha? He's asking a great kasha. He's saying it can't be that the Tosefta that we're quoting is not talking about bracha. Because it's black on white that the Tosefta says that they're talking about bracha. It's black on white that it's talking about bracha.
Maybe the
so what was he wanting to say? So it sounds like he wants to say the exact opposite. That the first case is talking about klayim, and the second one's talking about bracha. That's also difficult. Yeah, it's also difficult. Yeah, I as of now, it seems to be a good kasha. I leave it off as it's already. In other words, it's not even your kasha is so strong. Everything's in shambles right now. It's a very very strong kasha. It's a very strong kasha. It's not mashma that the first one is what we're talking about. It's not the mashmos that the first one is talking about arlo. But maybe that's what he's driving at. That maybe the first one is talking about Arla. I left it downstairs, right? What Dovin wants to say is like this. Dovin wants to say we could use this yisod and say that when our Gemara is giving the Hagdarah of right. Lechura, our Gemara is talking about brachas. Lechura, our Gemara. But David wants to say like this. It actually works in Svara, David, what David is saying works. And that is the lower threshold is that the roots last. Once the lower threshold is the roots last, So then in such a case, then the bracha is going to be not what we're discussing. Because that's the lowest threshold. That's for the klayim is the lowest threshold. And then later on, we're discussing bracha, which is the higher threshold, which is the wood. On the other hand, our Gemara was clearly talking about brachos, and it says, Ubu Gemara ka'omar. So even though Svara David, you're saying, well, at the end of the day, it doesn't fit that. Rabosai, I leave off as a tzarachi and gadol, Eitan to asking a gavaldi akasha. I'm willing to take terutzim, but there is a certain amount that I want to get done today, and it'll be my pleasure to take terutzim afterwards. What we'll even do is I'll finish shir, and for those who want to ask questions, we'll ask questions. Those who want to go to the restroom before Benny's Chazar will go to there, but I don't want to, I don't like saying long shir. I don't think it's good. So, I take questions because Ha'araya, Eitan's Ha'ara was a fantastic Ha'ara. But before long, we could sort of lose focus if I don't continue moving. As far as the stira of the rush, let's take a look. Everybody open the tour of Beis Yosef and Drisha, and let's take a look at the way it's presented. First of all, let's see the summary now of everything we learned. Now, we're ready to start learning the halacha by looking up in the tour of the Beis Yosef and the Drisha, and then Beis Hashem to see the Shulchan Aruch and the poskim. Says the tour. The simon lay that Ezel creates of priyadama, call Elon shows the parents Mishan and Lashan and Nikri creates. Tree that lasts, Reish Gimel Siv Beis. I will call Dover Shein Sharash of Nisharan Ba'aret, to Tzvim Lazar of the Chalshana Nikur Kriya Dama. Hilka Chaya Omer Ri, this is our Bali Tosos, Mem Omer Aleph, last Tosos in the Sechas Brachos. Tusim Agdelem Besnep, if you have these berries that grow in a bush, Ukayotz Mem Levar Chalala Eitz, Shemin Ilan Eim, according to the Hagdar that we had before, lasting, it's a Ha'eitz. Rabbeinu Yosef Kosav. However, Rabbeinu Yosef writes, "Sheyesh Amarech Al Adama Lefi Shematza Chuvas Hagaonim." Now, where is he quoting from? First of all, this Chuvas Hagaonim, as you see in the Beis Yosef in the second line, was quoted by the Mordechi. So there is one Rishon that we didn't do that's going to be critical lahalacha. And that is that the Mardechi quotes Gaonim and Rabbeinu Yosef. We see it in the Torah, that's fine. Sheyesh Levarechal and Priya Dama. Lefisha Matzah B'chuvas Gaonim, Kol Ilan Shibush B'stava, V'kolu Goze, U'treifu L'gamri, V'adar Per Misharasha, Varechal Abar Priya Dama. These bushes, what happens to them? They dry out entirely. And their entire trunk becomes Miturah, becomes dead. And then it regrows from the roots. So then in such a case it gets on Dhamma. Vadoni of Yerash Hayanoe Kidivre Ri. Now that's really, really strict. That's a little bit strange. No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. He followed the Rosh, followed the Ri, because the Rosh had said that the halach is as long as the Sharashim remain, it's going to be fine. So the Ri was the one who said that the halacha is that you get a borei priya eitz. He doesn't take into account the fact that the trunk dies. As long as the root remains, the Rosh said it gets eitz. However, as we're going to see, most mefarshim are not going to pass like the Rosh, and lahalacha, we do not follow the Rosh. Hence, a banana tree, even if its roots are going to die, nevertheless, the halacha, even if the roots are going to remain, nevertheless, the bracha is going to be a borei priya adama, because the tree itself doesn't last. And this Mardechi and the Chuvas HaGaonin is going to really win the day. So the Torah fits in nicely. Oren's going to tell us why he doesn't think so in a second. The Torah fits in nicely, where the Torah says that we follow the opinion of on the one hand, he quotes the Mardechi, yet at the same time, he quotes his father, the Rosh, as disagreeing. So we see that basically the machlokis between the Bali Tosis and the Rosh, the Torah brings down as a machlokis between Rav Yosef and the Gaonim on the one hand, and the Rosh on the other. as far as the stira in the Rosh, that the Rosh on the one hand uses the Tosefta, on the other hand the Rosh has his Hagdara of Sharashim. So turn the page where the Drisha summarizes our whole sugya. You know what? Before we even turn the page, let's see the Drisha on the bottom. The Drisha is the same Mechabra, the Sefer called the Sma. And he summarized our sugya. So let's go through the Drisha. Os Aleph, the Simon Lei that Ezu creates. This Drisha is very important. Let's do it well. Ayim Bashri, by the way, Ashri is the Rosh. Why do they call him Ashri? Sir Nevinsal told me that they didn't want to say Rosh by itself. They didn't feel it was not enough cover by just to call him Rosh. So they called him the Ashri. That's a way of more respect. So in the time of the Rishonim, he was referred to as the Ashri. Ayim Bashri Ubeis Yosef Evio. Shenasan Od Simon Zelashona. That the Rosh brings two simonim. The Od Amar Simon Acher B'Tosefta. Kol Shemotzei Allah Meikaro. He said, the Kol Shemotzei Allah Meanof of Ilanu. V'hine L'chora Yesh L'tmoa. We see our kasha that we asked. The Trisha asked that the Rosh gives two different reasons. Kiva Shigama Rosh Yada Tosefta Zo. If he knows this Tosefta, Loma Yenoe Kedivre. Why is it that he followed the opinion of the Ri that says that you get a Borei Priya Eitz as long as the Sharashim last? What do you see from the Tosefta? It's not enough for the Sharashim need to last. What does the Tosefta say? Tosefta says you need wood. You need wood. So if the Tosefta says you need wood, then how could the Rosh say that as long as the Sharashim lasts, it's going to get a Borei Priya Eitz? The wood died. That's the Kasha. So suggests the Drisha that there's a Machlokis within the Rishonim of how to understand the Tosefta that needs wood. Venera, skip down. Shemuchulakin hein harosh v'hagaonim, the gaonim that say that the halacha is that you need the tree. So they hold like this. They hold that the Tosefta is saying you need to have wood perennially. If the wood dies, then in such a case, it's not going to get a Borei Priya Eitz. That's the sheet of the Tosefta. But the Rosh doesn't understand the Tosefta this way. Sharosh pirish. Something is considered a vegetable when the Tosefta teaches us when the only thing that comes out of it, the root, are leaves and fruit. That is a vegetable. Avol mashi yesh lo anaf. But if it has wood, or branches, or for that matter a trunk, even if the wood dries, as long as the root doesn't dry, then it's considered a tree. Says Yoni in the Drisha. If you let me for a second, Yoni, I'll put words into your mouth. Like this. There's no steer in the Rush. The Rush is really fleshing out his own position. And that position is that as long as the root doesn't die and it produces bark every year, wood every year, that's called a tree. Bottom line, banana tree, according to the Rush, Lefi the Drisha, would get all eggs. Because it has bark, like the Tosefta. And you don't say Tzveidinim to say like the Ra'ah, no, Klayim is different. The Ra'ah wanted to say that Tosefta was only talking about Klayim. But I was only talking about Klayim. And Brachos, Maseches Brachos talks about Brachos. The Rosh says no. It's not Sveidinim, but rather it's one din. By the way, the Ra'ah's second day of Amevin Yavin says something very, very similar to this as well. On the second day, it seems Lechura would be a Makar. May I, Yoshua? Josh, you're... thank you.
What is the one din?
And that is, what's the one din? The one din is that in Ketzad Levarich in the Gemara emphasizes that needs to last every year. What does it mean? The Shoresh needs to last every year. And in the Tosefta, we have another criteria that's necessary. It needs wood. If it's only leaves and a root, and then fruit, then it's considered a vegetable. It's a nice hagdar. Very, very nice. This is the Drisha's Teretz to the Stira and the Rosh. It's not a Stira at all. The two are going to complement each other. Just one second. Rebbe Ose, just one second. The Drisha was mechaveing to the second opinion in the Ra'ah. What did the Ra'ah say in the second day? Inami efshar d'chad milsi. Really, the Tosefta and the Gemara are not arguing. V'achi kamer, kol shem is yabish b'mos hachama, v'chozer amotzin alav be'etzel. If it dries up but the root doesn't dry, that's called an ilan. Mamish, the Drisha is a simcha. The Drisha was mechavein to the Ra'ah's words, and it fits beautifully. So this is one coherent approach that we've had. We have Shitas Rashi, we have Shitas Tosfos, and then we have this approach of the Rosh and the Drisha. Now, unfortunately, if one was only learning interested halacha l'maisa, so then we'd never be ma'ayin in the Rosh, because the Rosh doesn't get accepted la'alacha. The Rosh is not accepted in halacha, but this is a beautiful Havana. It's a beautiful Teretz. The Lamda says Eitan shot out of the water beautifully. The Lamda Shit Teretz doesn't work, although the Lamda is going to be important halacha l'maisa for other Shitas. But in the Rosh, Rav Nissen Kaplan, Lachur, he's got a good Mirza Shem. When you say Shir, you'll say Shir also disagree with Rav Nissen Kaplan. So unless there's a Yisha, maybe the Talmidim will defend. So the Chura, this is, again, I emphasize that even though we disagree with this Svar many, many times, it's a fantastic, fantastic Sefer. He was the first one who took the standard yeshiva approach and wrote it out clearly on the Svar. It's a fantastic Sefer, although as you see, we could be mechakpek with many of the things that he said. It's a fantastic Sefer. Just because I disagree with it all the time doesn't mean that I don't think that he's a great Talmud Chacham, and the Sefer is very, very well done. Okay. Now, Rabbi Osai, what's next? What's our next step? What do we need to do? You see, how do we bask in the Shulchan Aruch? And we're going to see, this is the way we're supposed to learn the Sugya, starting with analysis from the Gemara Rashi, all the way through the Shulchan Aruch into the Mishnah Berurah. And we're going to see that the Longus will appear in the Mishnah Berurah as well. Let's take a look. Simin Reish Gimel. Siv. Aleph and Beis. Al peiros haaretz mevarech barei pri adama. On vegetables you make adama. Al atusim agdelim b'sneh, strawberries that grow on a bush. Barei pri adama. So who wins in the machlokis between Tosfos and the other Bali Tosfos? So the Mordechi becomes critical halacha. By the way, Rabbi said something's very important for you to know. Just stop. In terms of Sifrei Psak, Tosfos is the choice of Limud in the yeshivas. However, as far as developing Shitas HaRishonim, the best way to understand the Bali Tosfos LaHalacha is to look up the Mordechi. The Mordechi is one of the last of the Bali Tosfos, and usually when there's a machlokas when there's a discussion of Bali Tosfos, the Beis Yosef will choose not the Tosfos on the page, but will choose the Mordechi. And that's what happens over here. The Beis Yosef chooses this Shita of the Mordechi that says that if it doesn't have wood, then in such a case, it's going to get a Borei Pri Adama. And that reads beautifully into the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'lo Mikri Eitzel Shemotzi Olav Me'eitzel. And the Ramah is using the Tosefta as well. And that is that it's considered an Eitz if it produces fruit from the wood. Aval Shemash Shemotzi Olav Misharash of Lo Mikri Eitz V'hani Kiva Nekola Eitz of L'gamri, since the wood entirely dies V'choref V'hadar Parach Misharash of Mivarchin Olav Ha'adamah. In such a case it gets Adam. So therefore, Rabosai, halacha lemaisa, it would seem from reading the Shulchan Aruch that there's a very simple threshold that we would have, although it's going to get more complicated once we see the later poskim, but the simple reading and in Shulchan Aruch is we paskin like the Balei Tosfos, who say that you need to have perennial wood, the Mardechi. Both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam paskin that way, and therefore it's a very simple hagdara of whether it gets a bar priyatz or bar priyadama. And that hagdara is, did it have wood perennially? So if the answer is yes, then it does, and if the answer is no, it doesn't. So tomatoes, if I remember as a child, tomatoes actually grow in a tree-like thing. They get about this high. However, if I'm not mistaken, the bush dies entirely during the winter. So, even though there are might be some shown if there are shirashim that remain, that if it regrows, that it would get ha'etz, like according to the Rosh, nevertheless, tomatoes fit in beautifully with the rule in the Shulchan Aruch, that once the wood dies in the winter, then the halacha is that it's going to get bore pre-hadam. That is a clear hagdara in Shulchan Aruch. However, like often, we have poskim that come along and give qualifications that make the halacha lemaisa a little bit more complicated, but not impossible. Let's take a look at Sifkat and Gimel, and then Be'ezer Hashem, we will, in the Mishnah Berurah, we will be ready to deal with all shailas of what constitutes Eitz HaAdama, starting from Gemara Rashi Tosfos all the way down through the poskim. Let's take a look at Sif Gimel, the Kola Eitz of. Now here I need help with those people who have the words translated. My Mishnah Berurah doesn't translate all the Yiddish words. Anybody have our, this one? This one does not have. But I think David is yours? Okay, so you're going to translate for us. Hupri shekorim brumbarin, what's that? Doesn't say. Ve'erpert? Doesn't say. I don't know what that is. Raspberries, okay. Raspberries. Das, that's what I didn't know, that's where it came from. Okay. Das amagin Avram vel yo rabba divarich lem bari priya eitz. So based on this, what bracha should raspberries get? Ha'etz. So here's one of the cases where the halacha lemaisa is not exactly like the psak in Shulchan Aruch. So he says, amagin Avram el yo rabba says that they should get ha'etz shekein anaf miskayim yavim rabbin, because the branches last. So that's mamish, the hagdara that we saw of the Mardechi. V'chishako piri hadar asim yosav nefatzma. And not only that, the branches even remain. So therefore he says, simple pshat, it should get ha'etz. Uperos adumim shekorim pesmaikis, what's that? Something similar to strawberries. That makes sense as well, because they grow on low-lying bushes, and there's no wood. So what emerges is that since there are shittas that would say that it gets a bore priyates, like the Rosh, b'di'eved, if you make a bore priyates on something that has roots that are perennial, in other words, a banana, it seems to me that if someone made a mistake, and assuming a banana tree dies every year, and really, therefore, for that reason, gets a bore priyadama, if someone made a mistake, then he didn't make a bracha l'batala, and he should eat a little bit from it. The Mishnah Berurah is concerned, the next bite is going to be a little bit of a problem. So he says he might have to stop eating, according to Mishnah Berurah. But you should know it's not considered a bracha levatala, because at the end of the day, there is the Shita of the Rosh who says that. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Upeiro shekdelin al ilanos ktanos, and fruits that grow on small trees, avshegabei and pachos migimel tvachim, even if they're less than three tvachim high, das hamogim ramo kamachron varech ha'etz. They say it has nothing to do with height. And the truth is, I understand the Magen Avraham very, 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 very much. Because at the end of the day, there was nothing in our sugya that spoke about height. See, this is one of the cases where you learn the Kitzer books and you have no idea of what the sugya talks about. All the Kitzer books, if I'm not mistaken, bring this down, the height of the tree. There's nothing in the basic Mekoros that talk about the height of the tree. Nothing. Acha Olam, who's the Olam? This is the Chayyadim talking. Nagin Levarich Adama. On short trees, the Minigah Olam is to make Adama. Ve'efshir Taimam. Now, Rabosai, this is so misameach. Listen to this. What's possibly the reason for them that they hold you take height into account? To lo chashivi kol kach pri. It's not considered so much a pri. The height. Rabosai, when you read this Mishnah Brura and all you know is the Gemara Rashi tells us, you say he made it up and just throwing out a svara. Could anybody give me three Mekoros in the basic Mefarshim that will justify this Svara and thereby will be able to defend the Minhag HaOlam to say that if it's not so high, which is the way people follow with raspberries and other things, the raspberry bush doesn't die during the winter, does it? I don't think so. Again, I don't know these things, to look it up. But the bushes that don't die during the winter, the chur should be on eggs. And on many of those berries, what do most people make? They make adama. Why? According to everybody, the chur should be on eggs. Where did they get up this idea of dreaming up the height? So the answer is that, number one, the Chazon Ish said that that's the pshat of Menachem Ivina. That the Chazon Ish said that Rabbi Nachum Ivina says that for our law, it's considered enough to be a tree. A raspberry is not a yerek. What's the type of fruit that he's discussing over here? Yeah, these are dark berries. These dark berries are not considered a yerek vis-a-vis klayim, but they still don't necessarily get a borei pri ha'etz, Rabbi Nachum Ivina said. Atad, bushes. Why? Says because the eighth is not so chashuv, so the pri is not so chashuv as well. It's not enough to be considered pri or eighth, even if it hasn't been the ilah. Where else did we see that? We saw it in the Ra'ah said that same yisod. The Ra'ah said that you need to be chashuv to be considered a pri. In Kainim Advarim, it comes out that the Chazon Ish, that the Chametz Chaim Mamish fits in beautifully to the longness of some of the shitas. And that is, that even if it has the status of an Elon, it needs to have a certain Hashimas to get a Bari Priya AIDS. And these low-lying trees, even though no one mentioned the height, but we did have reference to it from the Klayim, by the Atad of Klayim and Tosos. And that is where the Chavetz Chaim is coming from. It's not just Stam defending the Minhag, which for sure he is, but the Minhag is based on beautiful mahalchim within the Rishonim in resolving the contradictions in the sugis. This Be'ezer Hashem is the omic of it, and hence, if you look at Kitzer books, they'll say that if the tree is very short, then in such a case, here it says, Ashegaman pachos migimol tvachim, it's less than three tvachim, so then it's not chashuv, so then in such a case, the bracha is going to be a borei pri ha'adama. Even though, from the sugyas, there was no one who mentioned the sugyas. Of course, the halacha, gimel tefachim, in the world of halacha is very important, but less than three tefachim is considered attached to the ground. It's considered lavu, attached to the ground. But this is where it's coming from, the Chazon Ish Bedas Rav Nachum Ivina, as well as, obviously the Chazon Ish came after the Shabura, but you see this in the trace of Rav Nachum Ivina, as we mentioned before, as well as in the Ra'ah, we have such a yisod. Does that work in the Rush? Presumably not, but the Rush is not accepted. La halacha. So bottom line is, a low-lying tree could very well be that the bracha is going to be a bar pri adama. Now, I didn't let the Talmidim talk for a while, so please, ask your questions. This concludes, Be'ez Hashem, our beautiful sugya. And on Sunday, we will pick up Bezer Hashem with the next big sugya. Every part has its own dynamic, right? Today, this week, we did three different sugyas. Some weeks we do one sugya for more than a week.
That's how.
So Be'ezer Hashem, let me just tell you to give you guys a heads up for next week. Let me give you a